calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train. But everybody took me to
sleep. Hi there, my name's Matt. I'm the host of this show, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. We're back for another week. If you're brand new to this show, I recommend hopping online and checking out the blog, ausstrandedradio.com. You'll get a pretty good sense about what the show is by perusing the archive podcasts. We have almost 300 up on the blog and lots of archived interviews. And this week we're going to do something that we don't do too often, but we're going to revisit an older interview, one from 2011 with Steve Kilby of The Church. I was very, very excited to meet Steve Kilby in Seattle, Washington. I headed down from Vancouver to see a show from The Church, and I caught up with Steve in the car park of radio station down there, and we chatted briefly about yoga. So not a lot about music in this interview, but at the time that's what I was thinking of, and I knew Steve was a practitioner, and we had a quick chat about that, and he was very candid. So we're going to get into that a little bit later on, including a track from Steve's latest solo record called Speed of Stars, which is a project that he did with Frank Kearns. But we're going to start off with some older music. Great band from Australia called The New Christ. A real seminal underground band featuring Rob Younger on vocals, who any real devotees of Australian independent music will know that he was the vocalist of the great Radio Birdman. And when Birdman split up around 1980 or so, New Christ were formed from the wreck of that band, if that's the correct term. Radio Birdman did go pretty hard and strong, and then they combusted. And Rob Younger has been playing in various forms of the New Christ ever since, with a huge number of members coming and going. He's the remaining sole member. We're going to play for you a couple of tracks from way back in the 80s, some singles, and then a track from their latest record, Incantations. So here is Radio Birdman from Australia with Rob Younger on vocals and songwriting duties. We're going to start out with a very early EP called Like a Curse from 1984, which came out on Citadel Records. And then we'll hear from another early single called I Swear. All right, here we go. You're on Stranded. Here is New Christ.
Two hundred days, I can't bear to see. Nothing else. Thank you. yourself to call it this. There's no one in this room as yet. Just the world above my head. Night dissolves, plucks the string. Sorry, I'm not interested.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
We are on Stranded. My name is Matt, and again, our show blog is at ozstrandedradio.com. We're on Twitter at ozstranded and facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. So there we had it, legendary band from Australia, the New Christs, great hard rock band who have been around seemingly forever, at least since 1980. They don't do a hell of a lot of recording or touring, but whatever they do put out is extremely intense and good quality, thanks to Rob Younger and his fine songwriting. Incantations was the latest record from 2014, a very powerful release. We heard a track from that record called Waves Form. And before that, with the early singles from the band, Like a Curse and I Swear. So from one great Australian band to another, The Church. We've played a lot of The Church over the years. They put out a record a couple of years back, their latest called Further Deeper, following the departure of Marty Wilson Piper, which was a real shock to long-term fans, a great guitarist. But the band has produced a fine piece of work. We played a lot from this record last year. We're going to go into one more track now, Pride Before a Fall, which was one of the singles off the album. And I'm playing it because we're going to be replaying an interview, a part one of an interview I recorded with Steve Kilby way back in 2011. Steve Kilby of The Church, of course. And we are going to hear him talk a little bit about yoga. And then we're going to play for you a track from Steve's latest project, Speed of Stars, which is a collaboration between him and an artist named Frank Kearns. And this record began many, many, many years ago and then completed recently.
Quiet, you go.
So that was The Church there from their latest record, Further Deeper. 2014, that record came out. And way back in 2011, on the previous tour, I caught up with Steve Kilby at outside KEXP, the radio station in Seattle. I went down there to catch The Church play a live show, and I chatted with Steve in the car park. We had a quick chat about yoga, and I broadcast this interview in 2011, and we're going to replay it for you today. And then we're going to play for you a track from the latest solo release from Steve called, it's a project called Speed of Stars, which he has done along with Frank Kearns. So I'll tell you a little bit about that after the interview. Here it is. Here's my chat with Steve Kilby, 2011. I wanted to play for you my exclusive interview with Steve Kilby, bassist and lyricist from The Church. I interviewed him at a radio station down in Vancouver, KEXP, which is a really great independent radio station down there, in Seattle. And the band did a live set in the studio there between gigs, and I was fortunate enough to have a quick chat with Steve out in the car park. And I asked him a question from left field, not directly about music, but more about yoga, about his long-standing yoga practice, which he's been quite vocal about on his blog, of having had a great effect on his life and his productivity, his musical productivity and general well-being. And you'll hear what he has to say about the idea of longevity. He's now in his 50s, and I can definitely say from seeing this man on stage, there's a lot of strength and endurance that he is demonstrating. So here's an interview with Steve Kilby from The Church.
I went and did some classes in Balmain in Sydney, and I used to go once or twice a week, and I did a few yoga things. I kind of practiced on my own kind of badly, and then I sort of practiced a bit on and off throughout the years. Then about 10 years ago, I started going to some classes every day, and then I started practicing every day, and now I practice once or sometimes on the road twice a day, and I sort of I have very few excuses why I don't do yoga. If I'm really wasted or hungover, or if I'm sick, or I really have some other thing, but normally I only miss like probably 10 days a year. So I do it every day.
Wow. And so in Bondi, you live in Bondi Beach?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And be able to swim as well and incorporate that into...
I swim laps in the sea pool and do yoga, and I think the two of those things go nicely together as a sort of a overall sort of toning up for people.
Yeah. And on a deeper level, do you find the philosophy behind yoga and the transcendental quality of the knowledge might inform some of your musical way of thinking, or is it coincidental?
I think there is a philosophy behind yoga, which I've also, by reading the Bhagavad Gita and reading the Mahabharata and reading the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Hindu kind of books, I do appreciate the philosophy behind yoga. But also just physical hatha yoga itself, if practiced every day, it will start to improve whatever you do, I'm convinced. If you just do these yoga postures for an hour a day, you do them properly and you do them with conviction and with faith, after a short while you start getting results, and then you'll find you're better at everything that you do. You'll find you're better at it, playing instruments, writing lyrics, being more of an attractive person, sort of finding your way through the universe. You'll start encountering less and less resistance, and you'll always kind of find a graceful kind of way, or gracious way of dealing with things.
That's right. There's a science to it, and a cause and effect that you've definitely demonstrated.
Yeah. Well, Aleister Crowley said there are two paths, and he meant there are two paths if you want to have power, if you want to have mind over matter. And that's magic, and that's yoga. You choose one or the other. Because yoga is a kind of white magic. And practice the yoga postures. Just have a look at the people who teach yoga. Look at someone who's been teaching yoga for 15 years. And you watch how light they are on their feet. You watch how graceful they are. They're like a cat. A lot of the female teachers, they're like so feline. The way they walk around, the way they insinuate themselves through the air, their movements and their gracefulness. It's so opposite to the average clodhopper, human, awkward sort of pudding that you see sort of struggling down the street. You have to get in touch with your body. You have to harness it. You have to harness it to your own higher self. You have to harness it to the universe. And yoga is a set of postures, just pure physical yoga is a set of postures that have practiced faithfully and practiced correctly can sort of have magical results. And that's just simply, and people who come along and see me now at age 56 and say, how can you run around and sing and play a guitar for 3 hours? I just say yoga. That's because I do yoga. I can now do that. And I sort of, I like to show off all the suppleness it's given me, not so much to show off myself, but to sort of proselytize the incredible thing of yoga, because I can sort of go up and down and up and down and up and down with my knees. But you look at most geezers of my age and their knees have given out. They can't do stuff like that. So it's just, it's all, if you want to take this body and sort of get the most out of it, on every level, yoga's working on every level. I was doing some yoga on a beach and some girls came up and said, excuse me, are you doing yoga or Pilates? And can you advise us which one we should do? And I said, I think Pilates is an excellent system for strengthening and sort of dealing with physical matters. But yoga does all of that and it does a lot more. It does things on spiritual levels, on karmic levels, on levels you can't even appreciate. And then one day you'll be doing something and going, this is coming easily to me. And then you'll realize it was because of yoga.
Heaven to the shore. incessant ambition, cognition of a thousand other worlds. The burning forest path, the parting of the ways. Use your blinding light to find me.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. Steve Kilby there. We've heard a rebroadcast of my interview from 2011. We chatted in the car park of KEXP in Seattle. Go to our blog, ozstrandedradio.com, and you'll see down there in 2011, that's the tab for that interview. Part two is there as well. I interviewed Steve a couple of times in a couple of years after meeting him. He's one of the all-time Australian great singer-songwriters. From the Church, his main project, but he's very prolific. And one of his projects, you heard a track of right there. The project is called Speed of Stars. And there's a self-titled debut record out. So it's a collaboration between Steve Kilby and a gentleman named Frank Kearns from Irish band Cactus World Times. So very interesting story. These friends got together in 1998 to start recording a record. The album was aborted. That was around the time that Steve was heavily, I believe, getting into his addiction quite heavily. So the album just did not happen. But these two long-term friends got back together again just in the last year or so and decided to complete the album. And it's out. And people are saying it is extremely good quality. So the project's called Speed of Stars, Steve Kilby and Frank Kearns. And you heard a track there called Song Within the Shell off the self-titled record, Speed of Stars. All right, let's get into Canadian music now. And I'm really pleased to play a track by a gentleman named Jeff Lesson, J-E-F, and last name L-E-E-S-O-N. He is from Ontario. He got in touch online. He's a singer-songwriter. And like myself, he is a producer of a radio show on CJA1 FM. His program is called Eastern Ontario Playlist. So Jeff was born and raised in Ottawa, born in Ottawa and raised in a small village of Delta. His latest record is called Trailer in Real Life. And he has a new single out called Stephen at the Beer Store. So thanks, Jeff, for getting in touch. Jeff Leeson, here he is from Ontario.
Necessary to park in that space? Can you justify with dignity and look me in the face? The sign says pregnant moms, the elderly, so find another place and welcome to the beer store.
The name tag's pretty clear. I've cashed bad checks and been held up and even reduced to tears. I'm 36 come April. My mom says another year of living in her basement. Yes, it's hard when you're just a lad, growing up with several different dads. Mom said, hey, life's tough, but that's just too damn bad. I'm not driving you to work today. My high school education has served me very well. I may just be addicted to the sweet and sticky smells. Cold out back, hot up front, adult clientele, working for the juice man. There's a sense of law and order, pushing plastic and glass. I'm not a people person, but time seems to pass. It's an interesting perspective of culture and class from the counter at the beer store.
Cause you're due. Was a teenage punker, I had tattoos, but I secretly followed the leaves. Became a musician, got pretty good, played a show 5 times a week. Was in Vancouver for far too long, had no pond there to play shitty. Broad rollerblades and I skin okay, but I wanted to play hockey. When I moved to Alberta, I bought some gear. I went to the free skate at the end of the year. Talked to some guys there, they seem all right. Now we play it every Saturday night. Now we play it every Saturday, Saturday night. But I'm the dream with a working class hockey team. A bunch of drunken goons in the dressing room. What an hammer, got an hammer, looking to cause your doom.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
All All right, this is Stranded. My name is Matt. So, Canadian music there. Three Canadian singer-songwriters, starting out with Jeff Leeson from Ontario with his track called Steve at the Beer Store. And that was followed by another beer song by the Joey Only Outlaw band Beer League, the first track from No More Trouble in the Peace's latest record, which we've played a lot of here on the show. And thirdly, keeping with the country theme, following on from Joey Only, Chris Andrews is another great outlaw country singer. He's based on Vancouver Island, and he has a brand new single out called Dark Train, and we just played it for you there, the third track in the set. And you can find his information online at his Facebook page, Chris Andrews Authentic Outlaw Country. All right. Janaea Salmon is someone we've interviewed on the show and played her music. She has a show coming up in Vancouver, a house show, along with Bree McDaniel and Poor Nameless Boy. And it's a house show on somewhere off Commercial Drive. $5 to $10 entry and drinks by donation. It'll be on the 11th of February. It's a Saturday. You should be able to find information online through the pages of Janaea Salmond or Bree McDaniel for the exact location of the event. Let's play a track from each of these artists, Janaea Salmond, Bree McDaniel, both great artists out of Vancouver, BC.
Yesterday is not today, no, every day is not the same, no, every day. Such a bad thing. Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
That's it. We're out of time. That was Janaea Salmon with a track called Every Day. Then we heard Bree McDaniel with the song called Swoon. And then a brand new artist named Amy Brandon, a new Canadian artist, instrumentalist, incredible guitarist and sound artist there, from her track. Her album is called Scavenger. We'll be back next week. This has been Stranded. My name's Matt. Catch us online, ostrandedradio.com. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, think I'm Queen Ansep, Hydra, Nisiyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya.